Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
What's up, my little superheroes?
Happy Good Monday.
Morning.
Here we are. That weekend lasted about 8 minutes, didn't it?
I know. They go by so quick.
Blink of an eye.
Zipped on by. We had nonstop stuff going on this weekend. We had kind of been dreading this weekend for a while. We went out and did a little birthday party, a friend birthday party for my daughter. So we were out at Slick City.
Ooh, how was that?
Out at Mills Mall. It's fun. The kids love it. I mean, it's a big indoor place with all these gigantic slides, and they zip around and act like a bunch of idiots for a couple hours.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. While you sit there and just count the seconds. But they had a great time. Then a couple of the girls came back to the house and had a little sleepover and everything. So Lila had a very, very fun weekend. I would say the highlight of my weekend probably was Saturday night. We went out for my brother-in-law's 50th birthday, and we ended up at a really nice little restaurant in Golden called Indulge Wine Bar.
Ooh.
That was really nice. I want to go back with Knickknack for a little date night because we had a pretty big party. But food was delish. The drinks were great. The atmosphere was on point.
That's
it was
awesome.
Just a really nice little restaurant. And come on, it's in Golden.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely love. So we went there, and then we went across the street to this place called Gnarly's Theater. And we were going to watch, they got stand-up, and they do various things there. So we had a stand-up show we were going to watch. And we go walking in, and you guys, heaven. I didn't know anything about this place.
Uh-huh.
I walk in. I start looking at the walls. It's all these vintage toys and stuff from
no.
the 80s. I go,
that's you.
You just gasp.
That's like your favorite.
It's my thing. That's my jam. They had old arcade machines in there. I'm looking around. They've got posters of Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh my God.
They have a little bar in there with Garbage Pail Kids within the bar top. They've got this display of all these My Pet Monsters, all these vintage video game systems, and then I look to my right, and they had a display full of He-Man.
Oh.
You didn't even sit down. You were just looking at the walls. You were just going, oh.
I teared up a little bit.
That's so cool.
I came to the Mecca. I was like, what? What are we doing? This is the greatest night of my life. So anyway, we got some pictures with that, and I was just grinning ear to ear. Total retro vintage bar right up my alley, and I had no idea. And I'm looking at it, and there's this guy in there all tatted up, and I'm like, I think I know him. I'm like, you own the toy shop down there in Lakewood. It's called Gnarly's Toy Shop or something. And he's like, yeah, it's me, man.
Oh.
He's like, these He-Man are from my own personal collection. So I've watched this guy on YouTube before. He does live streams with vintage toys and stuff because I'm a big dork. And I recognized him. I'm like, oh, my God, so this is your place. So he's like, yeah, it is. So that kind of made my night. And then I'll give you one more thing, and we'll dive into what you guys did. After the theater and the comedy show, we were looking for somewhere to go hang out. And Golden basically shuts down at 10 o'clock. There's not much going on at all.
Yeah.
So we found one little bar down the road called the Rock Rest Lodge. And it's supposed to be kind of like a biker bar, kind of hangout place. We're like, okay, whatever. We'll do it. I like dive bars. So we get in there. And it was ladies' night, so dollar drinks, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I generally don't feel old.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty youthful still. We walked in there. I don't think anyone in that bar was over 22 years old.
Oh, no.
It was like all the Mines kids knew about this place.
Well, that's probably because it's the only place open.
Only place open in Golden, buddy. And, I mean, wall-to-wall people dancing. Drinks going like crazy. Bartenders were hopping, and we're all standing there. I'm like, oh my God, we're the oldest people
in
here. Oh no. How'd that make you
and
feel?
And here we were out celebrating my brother-in-law's 50th, and I looked at him. I was like, I think we are double the age of everybody in here.
Oh no, that's funny.
Yeah.
And so it was just a lot of awkward, looking around and dancing, and I was like, screw this. I had 3 shots of whiskey while we were there, and I went out on the dance floor, and I tore it up a little
there.
Bit.
YOLO!
Tear it
YOLO!
Up, buddy!
One of the guys we were with, he's like, I dare you to get out there with all those college kids. I was like, let's do it. I went right out, and I danced right in the middle of, 4 of these college girls. Right in the middle of them.
And they go, whose dad is this?
Yeah, no, this guy. He's got gray in his beard. Let's get the hell out of here.
The heck?
This place has really gone downhill.
Oh, my
gosh. So, yeah, it was fun, but, at the same time, we were like, when the time came to leave, we were like, we should probably get out of here. And you know what's funny? They're all out there dancing and tearing it up, and we were laughing because a majority of the music we're playing, they were playing, was like 90s music and 90s remixes. And we're all like, this is our music.
I know, you can't dance, like, you can't
dance to this.
It's
and
retro night.
Cool and hip. This is retro. Us. This is our time.
Yeah.
But my God, I felt old, you guys.
That's
oh
so
my
funny.
God.
That'll do it, though.
Oh, poor Jer.
Oh, my gosh, like,
did you break your hip on the dance floor?
No, I was dancing more than those youngsters.
Yeah, that's it's funny. Like, Zoe, she is that age. And when I hang out with her and her friends for whatever reason, they call me Zoe's mom. I don't even have a name. I'm just Zoe's mom. So I get it. Like, when you're around that generation, it automatically makes you feel like
I know.
All your stuff hurts.
Like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Were we this ridiculous when we were 21 out there dancing?
Oh, you know,
we
were.
All look like a bunch of idiots,
too. Come
on. You know?
There was a time
grinding
when we
on
had...
each other like a bunch of perverts.
Yes. There's a time when we had no shame, too. You
but
know?
You know, it like led to that whole conversation, you know, would you go back? And honestly, I don't know if I would.
Like, go back to that time
to
in your life?
To that time. Like, yeah. I'm actually quite happy right where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, being married for a long time, very, very committed relationship.
Yeah.
Life is going good. Like, I'm pretty happy, and I don't know if I'd go back to that desperation phase. Like, who am I going to sleep with tonight?
Oh, you don't want to be here. You don't want it.
I don't think I would go back to that.
Yeah. It's so different now, too, like, than it was back then. When you were single, like, single life now is so different because there's options.
Everything's
for
through
everybody.
Your phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything
there's
is
so
through
many
your phone.
Endless options. So
I will tell you that we did notice that everybody there was quite friendly, too.
Oh,
like, I don't remember being that friendly at 21, though.
Again,
like, they were like going, excuse me, if they needed to get through.
That's
they would
good.
Tap you on the back and say, I'm sorry, excuse me. Nicole said she went to the bathroom and there was a line in there, but all the girls were like, take your time, no worries, you got this. You know, they were like,
you got this.
You got this. You go hover, girl.
You got this?
Yeah.
All right, you got this.
But she's like, it was so weird because everybody was so friendly. Like, huh. I just don't remember being like that at 21.
Yeah.
Like, let's go out and rage,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Let's go out and use our manners. Yeah, I just don't remember
did
that.
Did you see that guy look at me funny?
That's
yeah,
funny.
I know, that's
right.
What
oh my
we
gosh,
did.
That's hilarious.
So I will say, I do know what happened to Katie this weekend. Can we hold on to what you want to tell us?
Yeah.
Until like 7? I want
sure.
to do this more in a prime time.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say too much. Katie met a guy.
I did.
But there's one thing, and we want to talk about it.
I know.
It's one thing, and it's pretty glaring. So do you care if we hold on to that?
Oh, let's hang on. Let's
okay.
hang on
okay.
to it. Yeah, let's see what Josh did.
Now, Josh, I know you went and spent some money this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I did, and it was so much fun. So Friday night was the re-release, and again, like you, Jer, I'm a nerd. So Friday night was the re-release of Star Wars Episode 3 because it's the 20th anniversary. It's been 20 years. So that was the first one that I ever saw with my dad in theaters. I saw the other ones beforehand, but I never went to the theaters to go watch it. So huge nostalgia factor for me. I was like, I'm going to go see this opening night. I'm so excited. I even debated bringing a lightsaber, but I don't know anymore. I was like, is it, you know, is that a weapon? Can I not bring those into, you know, a theater or whatever? So I didn't bring it, but I have a lightsaber that I wanted to bring, and I'm so bummed that I didn't because other people brought their lightsabers, and the cutest thing ever. Obviously, we always, you know, you can choose your seats now, so we picked two seats, or a couple seats, because I had a bunch of buddies with me, in the middle of the theater, and right next to me was the cutest thing ever, a little boy, probably 9 years old, dressed as a Jedi, and then his dad came a little bit
cool.
later, and his dad was dressed as a Jedi, and I was like, that's the cutest thing ever. Like, that is
I love
father-
it.
Father-son goals
I love
right there,
it.
And everybody loved them. Like, the guy and his son walk in, and they're like, the Jedi are here! Like, what I love about these re-releases
He's
is it's...
Everybody sit down.
That's what he did.
Wave
like,
his hand, sit down.
He was using, like, Jedi mind tricks and stuff, and that's what I love about these re-releases is everybody there is in it for the love of this movie. They've already seen it a thousand times.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You love it, so they're there because they love this movie so much. So there was cheering when it started, people were clapping, going crazy, like when... And Star Wars, you know, the lines are so clunky and cheesy that, like, they would say these funny lines and people would quote them in the theater. Like, this is not the theater to be quiet in. It
yeah.
was so much fun.
This is an experience.
It is. Yeah. It totally is. And so there was people, you know, quoting the movie in the middle of it. There was a part where, like, Anakin turns to the dark side. Spoiler alert, everybody, if you haven't seen it in the last 20 years. Where he turns to the dark side, turns into Darth Vader, and people are cheering. And, like, it's so funny because that's, like, a very sad, awesome. Pivotal moment. People are like, yeah, let's go kill some people.
Yeah.
Like, it was so much fun to just nerd out for 2.5 hours in that theater with my buddies that are all Star Wars nerds with me. It was so much fun.
Hey, did you buy the popcorn bucket? The Darth Vader popcorn bucket?
Yes. So I dropped some cash. So
$50 popcorn.
Is that what it was?
When Star Wars does these re-releases now, I guess the big thing for all movies is to do popcorn buckets now. So there was, it's in the shape of Darth Vader's head, you guys.
It's like, pretty
his helmet.
Neat.
It's so cool. And it breathes.
Yeah.
You turn it on, it does like the thing that it does. And it was $59.99.
Oh, God.
$60?
Well, after taxes and everything, yeah, it was. But I don't care at all.
Like, how was that a good idea in a movie where, like, a bunch of people have that, and so all you hear is...
Well, you turn it off. I mean, it's not just going to go till the back... It's not going to go until the battery dies.
Did that include popcorn?
No, the popcorn was extra. But I got the popcorn.
Oh, my God.
How can they charge you extra for popcorn?
Because it's a movie theater, and they're trying to save the theater and have people buy, pay for everything. God. But I happily did, man. I love it. I don't care.
Does it talk?
It just breathes. It just breathes. There's no talk. They didn't put that much effort into it.
Luke, the diabetes is strong with this one.
There you go. Extra butter and salt. There you go. I had so much fun, man. I felt like a kid again.
I love that kind of crap.
10-year-old Josh, dude. And
I love it.
That is worth $60
Good
for me.
For you, man.
I had
good
so much fun, man.
Well, that'll pop up again in the Trending Report here in a few minutes, because that movie actually made some bank over the weekend,
too. Let's go. Nerds unite. And that's what we sounded like.
That's just the people breathing. That's
just
not even
our
a popular.
All you mouth breathers.
Yeah.
So good thing I brought my inhaler. I'm getting pretty excited about the Force. The Force has awakened my asthma.
The Force is strong with me.
That's awesome.
I love it.